even though we had yesterday off, the buzz is still palpable. Let's talk some Masters. Who better? Our next guest, who patrolled Augusta National with her usual A-plus coverage for CBS Sports Radio. She's an author, an entrepreneur, a pioneer in the industry. You could follow along on Twitter. Use the handle at Ann Ligori. And always my pleasure. How is life treating you these days?
Steve, it's always good to talk to you, and just still on a high from such a great Masters week. It was just so exciting. It was driving back yesterday. I was feeling so good until I actually was, you know, heard the devastating news about Notre Dame Cathedral, near the Cathedral in Paris that, you know, we all have visited many, many times, and I was just feeling so great until then. But anyway. That's life, right?
I see where you're going with this, but you've covered some tremendous events, and you know, as golf fans, a lot of us can recite moments, you know, Jack's yes sir moment. And I know it's only been 48 hours and a lot of emotions, but of all you've had the pleasure to witness, how high up the list does Tiger winning this one jump?
Well, you know, I think it has to be obviously, you know, one of the top comeback stories in sports, if not, you know, the biggest comeback story, particularly in golf, just because of what, you know, he went through, you know, personally and physically. And the fact that, you know, he never thought he'd actually ever play again. There was a time when, you know, the first three back procedures did not work, and he was in so much pain, he couldn't even, like, get out of the car or get off the sofa. You hear all kinds of stories about, you know, what he was going through. And then the personal struggles and the scandal and, you know, the addiction to the painkillers and the DUI. And, I mean, his life was just a mess, personally and, you know, and physically for a while there. So he basically, you know, just turned it all around. I mean, it was a miracle that the fourth back procedure worked. He knows that. He feels like he's a walking miracle. And I think, you know, that lends into the whole transformation of Tiger Woods, because, you know, he knows that this is his kind of second lease on life. And he's just, I think that has made him so much appreciative of, you know, what he's done in the past and what he can do in the future. And so, yeah, I just think his comeback story, for those, all those reasons and many more, make it, you know, probably the greatest comeback story in golf for sure. So
yeah, you know, one other thing, I got a lot to ask, but it dawned on me earlier today, is you were not only there for the Masters, you were there for the weekend before, you know, that first ever Women's Amateur Championship. And as someone who's been on the front lines for women's roles in sports, I know you're familiar with the controversies over the years, Hootie Johnson versus Martha Burke. To see just how well received and what an incredible event that was, what was it like for you to witness something? I'm going to call it a part of golf history.
Steve, I have to say, I was so excited and so proud. I got in, I drove in extra early. I drove in Friday. Saturday morning, I zipped to Augusta National, you know, got my credential, got all my equipment set up for to be on the air on WFAN at 7 a.m. because the ceremonial tee shots were hit at 7:45. And I wanted to be right there. And there's actually a screenshot that, you know, somebody sent me where they saw me. It was so early, and I got in so late. I was actually wearing my glasses. I couldn't get my contacts in. But I was right there on the first tee box watching Nancy Lopez, Annika Sorenstam, Lorena Ochoa, and Siri Pack, and Chairman Fred Ridley, you know, just basically open up the whole women's amateur event. So it was, I was more nervous, I said, for Nancy Lopez, and I think she was, and she assured me afterwards when I talked to her that no, she was really, really nervous. But it was so meaningful for women's golf, girls' golf, because obviously the attention that Augusta National gets when they put on the Masters and when they do anything, and the ratings for this amateur championship were the highest ever of any amateur tournament. And, you know, these Jennifer Kupcho played so well. You know, she shot that 5 under 67. She eagled the 13th from, you know, she hit a three hybrid from 211 yards to 6 inches, made the putt for eagle. And it was just so exciting and thrilling. And I saw all these little girls with their parents watching in awe. And then when I went into the merchandise building, they were all scrambling around trying to buy, you know, any kind of memento from this very historic occasion, you know, the first ever women's tournament at Augusta National. So it really means a lot. You know, they didn't accept women members until 2012, and I was there for the pro, you know, I watched the protest, covered it. Augusta National was not going to be forced into accepting, you know, women as members, or inviting women as members, because they invite you. You don't ask them.
Right.
And, you know, so they've had this long history of men only. And so this was very inclusive, and it did a lot for the game of golf. I think more and more people can see how far these women hit the ball and what great players they are. And I think it also helped the LPGA, because even though it was going against the first major on the calendar, you know, these women are going to become pros on the LPGA, and people are going to know their name. And it just helps golf in general. So Chairman Ridley has to be commended. The whole Augusta National has to be commended for initiating this. And, you know, Fred Ridley actually credited his three daughters last year for coming up with the idea. So thank goodness he has daughters.
No, my wife was watching, and she's like, I'm not even a golf fan. Why am I crying at the end? It was just...
Exactly, because she knows how significant this is for not only for women in golf, but for all of golf. I mean, they're always talking about growing the game and getting more, you know, people playing. And little girls now know that if they practice hard and are serious about the game and have the talent and the skill set, you know, they might be able to play in this major amateur championship, great recognition at Augusta National. They might be invited, and they might have a future in golf as a professional. So it certainly had an amazing impact, and I think we'll see that impact
in
the years to come.
And now it's another terrific event to look forward to on the map. We're talking with Ann Liguori. You know, back to the Masters, I've always said that Tiger, for all his spectacular, the reason he's him, because on Sunday, he finds his way to par, and he just knows how to navigate his way home. As we saw Molinari and some of the others find Rae's Creek or other trouble. I mean, you were there. How much just his steely nature and ability to avoid danger and just remain in each hole? I mean, just how did that just shine through?
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously, he knows that golf course better than anybody. And he was just waiting, you know, very patiently for all these guys to kind of make their mistakes and just plodding along. And sure enough, on 12, you know, most of them found Rae's Creek,
right.
and he was able to get on the green off the tee box safely. And then he walks up to the green, and he's just standing there waiting. And I'm sure that was somewhat intimidating for, you know, Molinari and Finau. But he just knows what to do. He's smart. And, yeah, I mean, he's not perfect. You know, he's going to make mistakes. But it is when it comes down to the final Sunday of the Masters, you know, the last nine, you have to know what you're doing, and, you know, you kind of rely on your experience and your patience and your wisdom, and nobody, you know, is better than that than Tiger Woods. So he was able to, and then he ended up, you know, making birdies, you know, later on in the round, and you know, was just incredible. I mean, the other guys kind of faltered, basically. I mean, although Koepka was there, right in there for a while, too, and he faltered on the green. But, you know, Tiger's just, he's just so experienced. And to me, he just outsmarted everybody else.
A couple final thoughts for Anne. You know, in the immediate aftermath, the hugs from mom and the kids, you know, then he gets going in to sign his scorecard. And I don't know that I've seen this. Actually, I think I've seen this on the LPGA, but guys like Zach Johnson and Koepka and Bernard Langer were waiting for him. What does that say that while everybody might not be in love with Tiger, seeing those players hanging around, I mean, what does that say about that kind of support?
Right. I mean, that shows you this transformation. I mean, they have so much, they've always had so much respect for Tiger Woods.
Sure.
But in the last couple of years, with his personality change in the last, what, 2 or 3 years, where he's become more friendly, not only to his colleagues, but to the media and to the fans. He spends more time, you know, he spent a lot of time helping them at the President's Cup and coach assistant coaching and getting to know these guys when he couldn't play. And they certainly respect him, but now they really like him. You know, he's likable now. And so it showed. They all just, a lot of them just hung around and wanted to congratulate him and showed, you know, showed their support for him. And all the guys, you know, Justin Thomas and DJ and Brooks, you know, they all live in the Jupiter area, and they're all friends. They all go out and play together. And they all were very instrumental in being his friend when he was going through, you know, the dark times when he couldn't play that much. And so, and he thanked them all for their support. So now they like him, which wasn't the case before. He just, when he dominated the game, and these kids grew up idolizing him. And you know, because he couldn't play for a while, they're not intimidated by him anymore. But they respect him. And then to see him go out there and win his fifth green jacket, his 15th, you know, grand major title, they're in awe of him again. I don't know if they're I don't think they're going to be intimidated by, you know, when they play with him in the future, but, you know, they're just in awe that he was able to come back and win another title.
All right, one last thing. I mean, we know how suited his game is to Augusta. But when you look at the next two majors, next month, Bethpage Black, where he's won an Open. Then the Open is at Pebble, where he lapped the field. So I know this might seem a little melodramatic, but are the golf gods again smiling on him? And maybe we've just seen chapter one of this comeback? Because, as you well know, the buildup to these next two majors at those venues is going to be nuts.
Exactly. And Bethpage on Long Island, my neck of the woods.
Yep.
You know, he won there in 2002, and you know, it's a different Tiger, though. You know, he doesn't have the length he used to, and that course, you need a lot of stamina, and you have to be you know, 100%. It just depends how he, you know, how physically he's doing when he gets into that tournament. You know, I'm not going to bet against him, that's for sure. We saw what he could do at Augusta National. But, you know, Bethpage, the U.S. Open, it's a whole different ball game. And, you know, he realizes even at Augusta National, any number of those guys could have won. And a lot of things happened toward the end there that enabled Tiger, obviously, to put on his fifth green jacket. But at Bethpage, yeah, he has a very, very good shot. But, you know, it's really about length on that golf course. And so many of these younger guns now can outdrive them, and it just really depends on the rest of the field. Well, maybe Brooks Koepka will win his third straight U.S. Open. I mean, I wouldn't bet against Brooks Koepka. That guy's unbelievable, and he almost was able to do it on Sunday at Augusta National. But it's just going to be exciting, and yeah, it really brings a lot more people back to the game because of Tiger's win and the fact that he's going into Bethpage where he has one. He's going into Pebble Beach where he has one in the past. So it's going to be really exciting, and you can't count him out at all. I mean, he's certainly going to be, you know, one of the favorites going into both.
Nope, and we can't look away. Folks, she is Anne Liguori. Follow along all the amazing things she's up to on her Twitter feed at Anne Liguori. The website, AnneLiguori.com, allows you to access her weekly sports interview. Anne, I always enjoy speaking with you. Your time and insight are always greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for joining us, and I definitely look forward to chatting again later in the season.
Would love it. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, Anne.